Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities in Sri Lanka say the death toll from last Sunday's bombings has risen to 359 people. Hundreds of others remain injured. Now, lawmakers in Sri Lanka are arguing over why officials missed intelligence warnings ahead of the deadly attacks. The U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka says the U.S. had no prior information. Sushmita Pathak has more from Mumbai.
Even though Sri Lankan lawmakers have blamed two local groups for the bombings, the American ambassador in Colombo says the scale of the attacks suggests foreign involvement. The US FBI and military are assisting the investigations. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the bombings.
Sushmita Pathak reporting. NPR has learned that former Vice President Joe Biden will announce on Thursday he's running for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. He is well regarded by some Democrats, but several women have come forward to say Biden made them extremely uncomfortable with improper touching. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin ignored Tuesday's deadline for sharing several years of President Trump's tax returns with the House Ways and Means Committee. It's the second time that Mnuchin has rebuffed the request. We have more from NPR's Peter Overby.
The tax code says the Treasury Secretary shall give any taxpayer's returns to the Ways and Means Chair on request, no exceptions. When Chairman Richard Neal demanded Trump's returns earlier this month, he said it was so the committee could review the way the IRS was auditing them. But now Mnuchin is consulting with the Justice Department. He's told Neal in a letter that Neal's real goal appears to be making the returns public, and that's not permitted. Neal says he plans to consult with lawyers about his next steps. Trump is the only president since Richard Nixon to refuse to make his tax returns public. It's been an issue for Democrats since Trump first became a candidate. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
A Hong Kong court has sentenced the leaders of a democracy movement to prison for their roles in demonstrations that led to a weeks-long occupation of the city's financial district. This was nearly 5 years ago. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more.
The Occupy Central protest 5 years ago demanded more open elections and sought to force the city leader to step down. Tens of thousands joined sit-ins and peaceful street demonstrations using umbrellas to shield themselves when the police stepped in and used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse the crowds. The demonstrations came to be known as the Umbrella Movement. Two professors, Benny Tai and Chan Kin Man, and a retired pastor, Chu Youming, were sentenced to 16 months in prison for leading the demonstrations. Six other defendants, including current lawmakers, were convicted on public nuisance charges. The judge said the demonstrations resulted in unreasonable obstruction. Rights groups said the prison sentences will have a chilling effect on the rights to free expression and peaceful assembly in Hong Kong. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Shanghai.
You're listening to NPR News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in the eastern Russian city of Vladivostok. He'll hold a summit there tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin. They're expected to talk about North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Kim's discussion of this topic with President Trump last February collapsed during their summit in Vietnam. A presidential candidate in Guatemala is accused of collaborating with a drug cartel to traffic in cocaine. As Maria Martin reports, details of the accusations are emerging less than 2 months before voters head to the polls.
Guatemalan presidential candidate Mario Estrada is to be tried in New York on charges of collaborating with Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. Estrada had reportedly agreed to open up Guatemala's airports and ports to them in exchange for more than $20 million. Estrada was so desperate to win, according to reported tape conversations, he had a hit list against rival presidential candidates. Analysts say all this shows the extent to which drug money has infiltrated Guatemalan politics. Now the press is raising more questions regarding meetings between Estrada and current president Jimmy Morales. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
Scientists with NASA say they've captured the sound of an earthquake on the planet Mars. It's called a Marsquake, and its sound is much fainter than an earthquake. That's because these are caused by the planet's cooling. On Earth, quakes are caused by giant tectonic plates that rub together. Researchers hope that they'll learn more about how Mars was formed and what its interior is like. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.